This episode brought to you by Own the Gray podcast. Discover how others age with attitude at ownthegray.ca. The best conversations happen when we're having lunch with our friends, especially when one is a healer. Pull up a chair and join us to expand your knowledge and open your mind.
My issue, one of my many issues, is about aging. I mean, I'm a 64-year-old woman in a society that is focused, I think, more than ever on physicality. It's been an area of interest to me as well as problematic forever, it seems. So when I was thinking a bit about this topic, I wondered if my obsession with aging is contemporary. It's a relative contemporary issue. But I just did a little bit of research. I Googled a little bit because I was curious. So I did find that even in ancient times, the Greeks and the Romans mixed a special ingredient with mud to create a mask that would keep them looking youthful. And that special ingredient, are you ready? was crocodile dung. I think we all know what dung means. I think I don't have to get more explicit. So I guess my aversion to looking old isn't a new thing. That being said, as I'm getting older, as I said, I'm 64, and many would say my best physical years are behind me, my obsession is not getting easier, but it's increasing, I would say. And I, even though I know it's a losing battle, and it's very distressing, like very distressing. So how does a vanity-obsessed person, male or female, deal with aging in a youth-obsessed society? You know, I am curious. Am I the only one that seems to have this issue?
Well, I've done some research on this, and women in their middle years, they're dissatisfied with their bodies. They're twice as likely to report clinically significant depression symptoms. So no, Susan, you're not alone.
Yeah. I've never gotten depressed over it. I get saddened by it when I look in the mirror, but I haven't gotten depressed, but it becomes overwhelming.
This is sort of how I think of it, or I've allowed myself to become adjusted to it. I had my turn. When I was younger, in my 20s and in my 30s and even in my 40s, I was so pretty, great figure, attractive, attracting people. I felt like, wow, you know, I had been blessed and everything was okay. Now, I don't get the heads that turn. I don't get people, men in particular, but people, women always look too, giving you the compliments. The best you're going to get is, oh, you look good for your age, but they still know your age. Yeah. So I've just adopted the words that I had my turn. It was my turn to be pretty and young and beautiful at one point, and now it's not my turn. And as long as I'm healthy and I look after myself, I keep aware of what's going on in the world, I interact, and I still feel that I feel young at heart, although there's times when I know I did things differently in my 20s and 30s. I had more energy, but I don't want to feel bad about who I am right now, because what for? I can't change it. I want to embrace the fact that I lived an exciting life and it's on my face and it's in my body and I've enjoyed myself, and that now is the time to kind of calm down and not run around trying to look like I'm 20 anymore. This is okay. And it's fair to pass the turn on to our daughters and sons. It's their turn to have their light shine and not to worry about that our light isn't as bright anymore. You know, you don't need to be on all the time. You need to just be the best you can be at this time, because you can't turn it back. No matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, you cannot turn back time. So be proud of what you have at each stage. Mm-hmm. Don't try to bring it back. Be proud that you are incredibly healthy at 64. You live a vibrant life. You're always looking for new things. You're enhancing your brain. You've got good friends. Those are the positive things that you have now that you don't need to worry about what you're wearing, what you look like. You know, now you want to worry about, not even worry, now you want to enjoy the quality of what you brought forward in life.
I am definitely working on that because I know that I mean, there's a new line that forms. You take one away, another one will come. I think it's the universe showing you that stop resisting, accept and enjoy. And you're right. Sometimes I feel so ashamed that I even get upset about a new line or a wrinkle or crepey skin. Or you're right that I'm not having my time anymore. And it is shameful. It really does. And it's a good shame because it kind of sets me back on the right path.
Wait, let me just interrupt. I don't think you should feel shameful about any of your thoughts. They're okay to have any one of those thoughts. If you want to work on them, that may be so. But don't give yourself any shame for anything that you're feeling that you don't like a line on your face. I hate them all. Believe me, I hate every line and every wrinkle on my face too. But don't give yourself the added burden of feeling bad about the thoughts because I don't think you need to. It's okay to feel what you're feeling.
Ladies, both of you, I'm listening to you. But remember, every line on your face has a story. And the way that I look at it is, if there's a line here or there, it's a story of my life. It's something that, you know, has occurred over the years, and it's part of me. So every line that shows up is just part of me, part of my life. And I'm not going to overanalyze it. I'm not going to get upset about it. I can't marry my internal self with my external self. Although, you know, sometimes I think to myself, oh, you know, I feel like I'm 40. And I look in the mirror, do I look 40 or do I really look 56? Actually, I'm not 56, I'm 57. So there you go. I don't even want to remember how old I am. So, I mean, we all have the struggle, but it depends on how far you're taking it. I remember years ago when I turned 40, I said to my father, you know, Dad, why do I feel so young inside? When am I going to grow up? And at the time, he was 73. He says, you never feel your age inside, Karen. Doesn't matter how old you are. And he said, so just enjoy life at the fullest. And that's all that you can do. And that's exactly what we need to do. We're not going to look like that 40-year-old or that 30-year-old. We're not going to have those rocking abs or those rocking legs. And I struggle with that. I've struggled with it all my life. I've never had it, and I'm not going to have it. And I can only have the best, you know, the harder I work out, I'm going to just, the results are going to be what the results are going to be. You learn to dress accordingly, you learn to do your makeup, you know, to camouflage it, and you do everything you can to look beautiful in your own way, and just be at peace and be grateful that you're not dealing with an illness.
Just from my point of view, you're losing one of the benefits of aging, is that you get to relax, is that you don't have to spend that time every day making sure this outer shell looks like something when you're walking down the street that people want to look at. The benefit is that, hey, I don't have to put on this facade anymore because it wouldn't even matter how much facade I put on. I'm never going to look that way again. So there's a comfort. Okay, this, you know what? Now I can really spend time thinking about what's important to me.
The question I have in terms of your comment as well, Karen, about the lines we have and they tell a story and yeah, we don't like them. So why do people, older people, actually not even older people, because people are doing this at all ages, why do then people do Botox to take away those forehead lines that show a story or that wrinkles around the eyes? It's kind of interesting. Even Jane Fonda, icons, embrace. I mean, we look at Jane Fonda, isn't she amazing? But, you know, she will go on about how wonderful aging is, but she has not let herself age. I mean, her body is wonderful because she works out and takes care of herself, but she's also a contradiction.
Wait, I want to add to that one. You said exactly what she's one thing, though. Nothing wrong with trying to make yourself look the best you can. A little Botox here, a little, you know, fixing up there. That's okay. But she, you just said it, but she embraces aging. So she makes herself look the best she can. She's not going to look 20. She certainly embraces a healthy lifestyle, which you do. But she doesn't obsess about aging. You know, yeah, I did this, I did that. But she says, hey, you know, the best part of this is keeping yourself strong and healthy and living the best life you can. I think you're more fearful inside yourself that there's something about aging that really scares you. She doesn't sound fearful. I don't know that you're fearful. I mean, I do know you're fearful, but what are you, what's making you so frightened of aging?
I think that if I was to delve into it, probably there's a level of low self-esteem, self-worth that, you know, which I know this isn't true, but to be acknowledged for me, my insides, I mean, who I truly am, rather than what I look like. It's self-imposed. I know that no one feels this way about me. It's just one of my issues, but I think it might be common. I think people listening might, you know, have a similar issue.
I think Leslie hit the nail on the head. It's a fear of getting older. And I've done some studies about getting older and different mentalities about it. And one of the things, the elephant in the room, is it's closer to death. And that scares the hell out of people. And it is the elephant in the room. It's not what we want to be thinking about, or we don't allow ourselves to be thinking about it. But when we see our bodies changing as we get older, there's a part of us, the back of our mind, that says we're getting closer. And that fear of death, I think, is the big issue. And it is an issue that I want to talk more about. And maybe that's another podcast. But I think it's that sense of time is running out that I think is the problem. I'm in the same mindset as Karen. And in fact, before I turned 50, I started looking into what getting older is all about, because society just says you're no good anymore. Society doesn't need you anymore. And I refused to make that my truth. And I was willing my lines on my face to show up. I was looking for the gray in my hair. However, there was a time where I decided to start plucking them out because I don't think I was quite ready. I felt that I wasn't quite ready for gray yet. And then a mindset shift. I believe that once you turn 50, life begins. And I was going to be looking forward to the next years coming up. And I couldn't wait till I turned 50 so that I could actually be in that space. And it's interesting because I've done some studies on psychology of ages, and we go through age focuses. So when we're born, we have the focus of survival, the focus of, you know, where's my food coming from? Do I feel safe? And we go through the different chakra focuses in our life. And the thing is, when we get to age 50, we've gone through all of the different focuses and then we start again. So when we reach 50, we're focused, am I safe? Where is my food coming from? What is this life? And we actually start again. So I would urge you to think about, okay, so where do you think you're at in this phase? And there are phases that have a cycle. So we're just going through the cycle of inevitable phases.
Oh, I think that's so true. That makes a lot of sense, that when you're at 50, you're sort of starting again. And I can see now that I'm in my 60s, I sort of did feel that way. And I can see now is sort of my 30s again. Like, what do I want to do to enjoy myself? Because I know I'm okay right now. You know, I'm healthy enough. I put away a little bit of money, so it's okay. Not going to live a wild life, but is it a secure enough life? Yeah. And so what can I enjoy? Hence why I took up golf this year. Now is the right time to do it because it was a fun thing to do, you know, or paddle boarding or whatever. And anything that added to my joy. That's what I think you need to look for in these middle years now, joy, whatever your joy is.
There's benefit to every part of our cycle. So rather than think that there's something wrong with us and there's nothing to look forward to, there's new things to look forward to. There's new perspectives that you can have on your life. And what do you choose to focus on now? So rather than think of it as an end of one cycle, we've actually begun a new one. We're right in the middle of it. So maybe we can get excited about that. What could that mean to us? What possibilities have actually opened up for us now?
And our confidence gets better and better as we get older. I find that the confidence I had at the age of 30 versus the confidence that I have at the age of 50 is completely different. So you've learned a lot. You have a lot of knowledge that you can share with the younger generation. And it gives you a sense of, I don't know, when I'm speaking with someone in their 40s, I feel like I have so much to offer them, although they may not think the same way I do. But I know that one day when they're 50, they will. When I'm giving my daughter, who is, you know, 30 years old, advice, I'll say to her, but you know what? I'm able to say this because I'm in my 50s. Now, I would tell your boss this, and this is how you should speak with her. But then I stop and I think to myself, but when I was 30, would I speak to my boss that way? No. So, you know, as we get older, we actually become a little bit wiser too. So there are a lot of great levels of getting older and how it's changed us internally. And I'm actually proud of where I've come from the age of 30 to where I am today. I actually embrace being out in the public and being able to get up every day and get dressed up and put makeup on. For 20 years, I worked out of my home. I didn't put makeup on. I went to the gym. I came home. I threw on some tights and I did my work. And my husband would come home. I might put a little bit of lipstick on. And that was it. Now I feel like, oh, I come home and I feel good. I'm probably more attractive to look at. Maybe with those lines that have a lot of stories. But that's okay. They're great stories. I have many I can share.
I'm reminded of the movie Shirley Valentine, and when she says, "You kissed my stretch marks," and Costa says, "Don't be too stupid to try to hide these lines. They are lovely because they are part of you, and you are lovely. So don't hide. Don't hide. Be proud. These marks show that you're alive, that you survived. Don't try to hide these lines. They are the marks of life." But then Shirley Valentine says, "Aren't men full of shit?"
That's a great movie. I love that. And pretty good Greek accent. There's another point. When I was 50, my life changed. And I actually proactively changed my life at 50. But I wasn't feeling old at that point. At 50, I was feeling like 20. It wasn't until I became 60 that the aging thing started to come into play for me. Everything just changed when I became 60. I'm getting to where you guys are about the aging thing. I am, because I am so grateful that I'm healthy and starting a new chapter. It is exciting, but it's a battle.
And I think if you look at the time we have left and you say to yourself, what do I want to do? Do I want to spend the next 20 years worrying about the fact that I'm getting 20 years older? Or do I want to do and have the most fun that I can right now? And whatever this package that is holding this soul is going to do, it's going to do. You should be really proud of yourself. You eat well, you exercise well, you meditate, you do things in your life that make you feel the best that you can. Now all you need to do is to clear the clutter out of your head that this is bad. And say, hey, I feel the best I can for my age. And I bet I actually feel better than most people of my age and be proud of yourself. Your negative thoughts in your head or voice in your head, you got to work on quieting it and let the one that says, hey, this is great. I am great. I am in fabulous shape. I am a good person. I live life and I'm going to enjoy this, and put those thoughts in rather than, oh my God, I'm aging. What can I do? How do I get rid of this other line? You know, there's only so much you can do. You
know? And I do know that no matter what I do for myself, exercise, diet, if I'm not spiritually balanced, all the good that I do, if the energy within me is misaligned, I'm doing myself great harm. If I'm not at ease with who I am, I bring on dis-ease, which is disease.
Absolutely. Dis-ease is disease.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. People don't realize that. And myself included. It's a work in progress.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and share it with your friends. And join us next time for Lunch with a Healer. Now you can share your thoughts with us. Your comments, questions, and suggestions are all welcome. Go to speakpipe.com/lunchwithahealer and record your message. Try it out today.